Hi, and welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and I am recording this on a Saturday night. This will be aired on a Sunday, and I gotta tell you, it's been a really weird weekend for me, and I wanted to share why, because some of you might be going through this yourselves, or you might be stepping into this in your future, especially if you are like me and you're looking for that lifestyle and freedom, that freedom to live anywhere and do anything you want. It's going to require some change, and change is hard. It's really hard, especially if you've kind of liked what you've been doing, but you know it's time to step into something different. All right, let's get started with today's show. So why has this weekend been so weird for me? Well, it's been our annual leadership in my direct sales company. And normally, in non-COVID times, we would have gone away in January to someplace warm. Last year, we were in Orlando. We've gone to Nashville. This year, we were supposed to be in San Antonio. San Diego is another favorite place. New Orleans, so many different fun places. And this has always been a favorite conference of my husband and I's because he goes with me. And he has his guy friends, because a lot of my friends, their husbands go. And like last year, we rented a condo with two other couples. We've rented a condo with another couple friend of ours, or sometimes we just do our own condo. And it's just always a fun, awesome 4 or 5 days. One, we just getting out of the cold, so that's always fun. Two, we get to spend some time with some awesome people. And three, it was always inspiring, like to hear what was going on in the company. What do they have coming out? New products, the inspiration from the speakers, the mentors, always some awesome parties. And the last few years, it was really cool because we qualified for all the parties, which was a huge deal. In fact, last year when we went, I felt like I was on top of my game. Like it was just a phenomenal leadership. And our unit was doing great. We achieved all the parties. I had tons of prizes, tons of recognition. And I never imagined a year ago that I would be making all these changes. So our leadership didn't happen physically because of the pandemic, but it was happening virtually this weekend, so since Thursday. And I kind of popped on. I registered and I popped in and out of it, but my heart's just not in that company anymore. That's not where I belong. And I thought I was going to be okay with it, but I got to tell you, it was just kind of really weird. And like I said to my husband, it's like, I don't even know what emotions I'm feeling. Like maybe it's mourning. I don't know. But it was, you know, I'm watching some of my friends. They did get together and a few here or there, or they were chatting. And a few reached out to me that know that I'm, you know, going through this career change and I'm retiring soon from that whole company. But watching on social media, everybody getting their awards and recognition and, you know, all done virtually, or, you know, a couple of my friends have done exceptionally well. And I don't know. Like I said, it was just really weird. And maybe in a sense, I was mourning this loss that I never thought I would be stepping away from this company, because it's served me well over the last 20 years. I've been in, it'll be 27 when I actually step away in June. I'll be coming up on my 27th year. So that's a long time to be with a company. And yeah, there's been some changes over the years that I haven't really been fond of, and definitely some reasons why I am ready to step away. But for the most part, it's been a great experience. And I think if I was one of those people that hated my job, it would be easier to be walking away. It'd be exciting to know, like, okay, I'm done with this. And trust me, there are definitely some things I am glad to walk away from that I will not miss. But leadership is not one of them. I will thoroughly miss leadership because it was empowering. It was when you were at leadership, you were with the winners. You were with the top of the company. The top, I don't know if the leadership is 1%, 2%, I don't know. but it's the top percentage of the company. And then you got to be in the top of the top if you got the recognition and awards. So that's where I thrived. So I think all of those things are making me like, oh, you know, what if I had pushed it more? What if I had done more? Where would I be? Would I be up there too? So it just makes, again, just a ton of different emotions have been flowing through. And I actually had to step away. And thank goodness I was able to go over to my son's house tonight and hang out with my granddaughters and just have fun with them. I ended up having a dance party. Like, it just was great to just walk away from it, get my mind off of it. And I started thinking about it. It's like, you know what? I'm sure there's others out there that are feeling the same way, that they know, or maybe you're going through this at the same time like me, but you know there's going to be a time that you're going to be called to step away from a career that you've loved, but you know there's something better waiting for you. And I just wanted to share a couple of things. I found a couple of quotes that have been helping me today and tonight. And then also talk about four reasons. They're my reasons, but they also might resonate with you. Why it might be time to leave a good job. Because we all know when it's time to leave a bad job, right? You know, that's easy. It's easy to walk away from the bad job. What's really difficult is walking away from a good, great job into something better. So I found this quote from Maya Angelou, and it says, "Stepping onto a brand new path is difficult, but not more difficult than remaining in a situation which is not nurturing to the whole woman." And that's how I feel. Like, it is a brand new path that I've been stepping on this past year, and it feels right, but it's hard. It's difficult. Okay, so what are the four top reasons why I'm choosing to step away? And these might be reasons for you to think about it as well. Number one, the passion really is gone. Besides leadership, the passion for my business is gone. I don't have that same passion I had even a year ago to continue to do what I do. It's just not there anymore. And maybe I could have got it back. I don't know. So maybe when you just feel like, you know, the passion is gone, it's time. It's time to retire. Maybe you've put your heart and soul into a company, but it's just faded away. And that's okay. We need to be okay with that. And I don't know about you, but I am one of those people that I am either all in and achieving or I'm out. I can't hang around. I do know a lot of my peers have chosen, or they hang around forever, even though they're kind of not really in it. They're not passionate about it, but they're just kind of hanging in there. And I can't do that. I'm either like, I need to be achieving or I'm out of here. So if the passion's gone, maybe it's time to look at what's next. What's beyond? What's the new path for you? Number two, maybe it's time to look at stepping into a new path, even if it's scary, if you're not able to currently use all of your talents, your strengths, your superpowers anymore. If you know you're discovering these superpowers and talents that you have, and for whatever reason at your current job, you're not able to use them and tap into them, there's more out there for you. Again, I've shared this recently, and I feel like somebody said this to me, and it's just resonated that the saddest thing would be to show up at, you know, the pearly gates and have God say to us that, you know, this is what you could have been. If you tapped into all the gifts I gave you, you could have been this. And I don't want that happening. I want to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So if you're not able to tap into what you know your talents and strengths and superpowers are, maybe it's time to step away. Maybe it's time to find something new. The third reason is that you desire more lifestyle and location freedom, and your current job is not going to allow that for you in the future. And that's the biggie for me. Like, that's the number one reason why I started really looking into stepping away is, and I've shared this before, my husband's retiring in 3 years, 3.5 years. We know we want to live on a boat for a year and go explore places, travel the country, do more excursions. And I just don't want to be tied down to any type of business where I have to provide products or have a team. I just need, you know, to do coaching and courses. I just need a computer and my cell phone and internet, and I am in business. So I know for me, that's a biggie. So maybe you have that same dream of lifestyle freedom. And lifestyle freedom just means you can do whatever you want when you want. You work when you want, and you have the freedom to do anything else you want in your free time. And location freedom is you can work from anywhere, from a boat, from an RV, from the beach, from the mountains, wherever you want. You design a business that you can work from anywhere. So that's a huge reason to step away from a good job into a better calling. And which leads me to number four, you're just feeling like God is calling you in a new direction. There's just something that keeps tugging at your heart. And that's another one for me. I just felt like last spring that I was being led, being called, step into a new direction. So those are four things that may resonate with you. The passion's gone. You're not able to use all your talents and strengths. You desire more lifestyle and location freedom, or you're just feeling called to step into a new direction. And it's okay. It's not easy. It is not easy to step away if you've enjoyed your career. But you know what? All good things come to pass. And a lot of us retire from good things and step into something different. So I'm going to close with two more quotes for you. One is from Lana Lang. I don't know who that is, but I liked her quote. It says, life is about change. Sometimes it's painful, sometimes it's beautiful, but most of the time it's both. So true. So true for me right now. And then from Leo Tzutz, I don't know. I'm totally destroying his name, but it's Laotzu. You probably heard of him. I have, but I can't pronounce his name. Sorry. He said, life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. So I'm trying to just go with the flow. So how about you? I would love to hear. Are you going through the same thing? Like, let me know. I'm not the only one out there. Actually, I know I'm not. I have a friend who's going through the exact same thing. She's leaving the same company to step into her calling. So we've been talking today. But as always, I would love to hear from you. What resonates? Or are you thinking that, oh, this is going to be me next year? Like, I know I need to step away from this. What's next? So anyway, reach out if it resonates with you. And we will catch you back here on Monday. Thanks for listening to the show.